Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning. Morning. Good morning, Dennis.
We got you.
Thank you, Jesus. Dennis Hopp. We tried calling both numbers.
Welcome to Ham Radio.
Thank you, Joe. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Right, I love Ham Radio.
And we love you more, Dennis. Round of applause for Dennis Hopp.
Yeah.
So, Dennis, anything happened interesting over the week for you?
Well, that's been kind of a quiet weekend, you know. Let me tell you what the worst part about this whole thing is.
Yeah.
Of course, besides Lamar being sick, is that this last week, starting on Tuesday, is when I start getting my birthday booty. It's the best booty they give me all year long. And I had girls lined up three a day, starting on Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. And I didn't get to bang any of them.
I know. You were busy the whole time. That was the problem. And that was the thing. It happened on his birthday.
Yeah.
All this shit happened on his birthday. He was hit the next day because the shit hit the fan on Tuesday of last week. It was at night for us. Yep. It was during the day for you. So, like, let's just say if it happened, it was at 9 over on our time when we were told about it. So that means it's 5 o'clock or 7 or 6 o'clock over where you are. And that's when we hear all about it. And we're like, I literally had just got off the phone, not with Dennis talking, but like saying like happy birthday, blah, 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 all this stuff, because I didn't think anything of it. Then we, of course, heard what had happened.
Sure.
And I was like, who else owns a fucking ranch that's a brothel in fucking Reno?
That's right.
It had to be Dennis. And I'm like, oh, shit. So I look at the story, and of course, it's the Love Ranch. Owned by Dennis Hopp. So.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah.
And, yep, it's an absolute mess. And this story has more twists and turns than a snake. I mean, you got drugs, you got hookers, you got the Kardashian big ass clan. you've got just every bit of craziness there is missing hookers. One came up missing yesterday.
Yeah, we were going to ask you about that.
Pictures of the refrigerator where it was packed full of Kentucky Fried Chicken and watermelon.
Oh,
Jesus. I'm not touching that, Joe, kids.
Yes, really.
We're a bunch of white guys in a room, but, I mean, that's probably exactly what the fuck happened. Because I know that you, it's been noted that Lamar Odom, former player of the Lakers, Clippers, you know, amazing basketball player and all around not, you know, I mean, he's an asshole for doing drugs, but he's not an asshole in life.
Things were good until he met somebody.
Yeah, things were good until he entered the Kardashian clan, like the big ass clan, like Dennis was saying. But it's been noted that these are things that, I mean, these are things we of course have to ask Dennis, but, Dennis has come forward and said he had 24 hours, 7 days a week, any food that he wanted was at his disposal at the ranch, at the Love Ranch. And now we're seeing that a lot of pictures are coming out. They're on the cover. We have the cover of the Post right here in front of me with, I don't know, obviously Dennis has had to have seen this by now. Dennis, did you see the picture of Lamar in the bed?
I saw the picture, and now we're finding out. CNN just called me and said that Monica Monroe, whorebag, is the one that gave him to him.
Okay,
and,
so it was.
Of course, these girls are fired immediately. Okay. She'll never work in prostitution legally. And every time this bitch does something illegally, I'll have the police up her ass.
There you go. That's the way it should be. Now, all right, so now we have that would be technically number one on the exclusives. We know for a fact that this. Now, what was her name? Monica Monroe?
Yeah, whorebag bitch.
Whorebag bitch, as she's now being referred to.
That's what we'll call it from now on.
Yes, yes. Well, I just want to make sure that when TMZ gets this audio,
okay, that
they quote us, me and Dennis Wright, when we say that whorebag bitch number one,
yes,
was the one that took the pictures and sold them, which makes no sense to me because I was saying this to Joe before, Dennis.
Yeah.
You make more money whoring than you do selling these pictures. You know, you sold these pictures and probably made enough money. Don't get me wrong. You made enough, but it wasn't enough money. Do you know what I'm saying? Like she could have made more money at work, working especially for Dennis, the P.T. Barnum of booty, as we like to refer to him as, and he refers to himself as. You would make more money staying with Dennis than you would ever selling these things. Cause now you're gonna be, You're persona non grata. Why would you do that to yourself?
She's going
to
be ostracized from the
anywhere in the damn world is she going to be that. So, you know, we had two other girls, a girl named Bunny Lane and a girl named Tristan, sold out to Inside Edition or something. In fact, they just shot with Inside Edition that will air later. For $200 a piece.
Like,
you talk about, I'm going to put them on the front page of stupidbitches.com.
Why would you? That is the definition of biting the hand that feeds you. Why would you do that? Yeah, why would you do that? It doesn't make any sense.
There's no question. You know, it's just, I don't know whether it's their 15 minutes or the money or what it is, but this Monica, her and Ryder got $75,000 from Lamar, and that was not their decision. As you know, prostitution worldwide, it's the customer's job to get it as reasonable as possible.
Yeah.
It's the girl's job to get compensated for as much as she can and extend the party to keep the money going.
Absolutely.
We all know that.
Yeah.
So someplace in the middle, there's a happy medium. But when Lamar Odom said, they say, what do you want to do, Lamar? He said, well, I'm going to be here 4 or 5 days. I'm staying for Dennis's birthday party. I want to give you $75,000 for undivided attention, two girls. So why did he do that? There was no negotiation at all. And were they supposed to say, oh, you know, Lamar, we can do it for $40,000? Hell no, they're not going to do that. So my guess is, and I'm breaking this on the ham radio, is
Harvey Levin, pay attention. Go ahead.
Listen closely,
Harvey.
I'm thinking that this potentially could have been a suicide attempt.
Oh, absolutely.
And
I think so, yeah.
Evidenced by a few things. Number one, he didn't have to pay $75,000. Number two, he got the call from the Kardashians. Somebody called him about the Kardashians TV show where he didn't like the rerun, the way he was depicted. Mm-hmm. He was upset.
Yeah.
Number three, because he told us Monday night he wanted to be left alone and just spend a quiet night together. Number four, because that TMZ is now saying that he had downers in him and cocaine. We knew about the cocaine. So was he upset about the Kardashian show? And did he go to his room the next night and eat a bottle of sleeping pills while he's drinking his cognac? That's the celebrity death ride.
Oh, absolutely. Right. That we were just talking about that with Belushi and everything. We were just saying that if... I don't want to speak for Lamar. I don't want to speak for anybody because I don't have a legal team, so I'm not going to fight the Kardashians in that vein. But what I will say is that if you're going to have an episode in which there is a show that's going to depict me in the wrong frame of mind, and I'm going to sit back and look like an idiot on your program, and then I have the ability to spend an exorbitant amount of money and get whatever I want at any time. Do you understand what I'm saying? Like, everything was, like, it's right there at your fingertips. You have to make the educated guess, and that's all we're doing right now, and that's all Dennis Hoff is doing right now, as well as us right here on the Ham Radio Show.
Absolutely.
On planetplatypus.com. We're making the educated guess that it seems to me, now look, I've been down these dark roads before. I've said it on this show. I've tried to kill myself numerous times. I know when you're at your end of your rope. I get it. So, I mean, I'm making an educated guess the same way as Dennis, is that I'm leaning towards that this was a suicide attempt. And if it wasn't for the people at the staff, like Dick Hunter, Richard Hunter, who's a friend of mine and a friend and works for Dennis.
Yeah.
While on 911, turned Lamar Odom's body over, so he wasn't choking on his own bile and everything, evacuated from his body when he puked up all that stuff.
Right.
Lamar Odom would have succeeded in this suicide attempt that we all think it is. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, that's what we would have thought.
You articulated it perfect. Dr. Drew, who I've been on his show twice in the last week, said on CNN yesterday, stop red herring, stop the smoke screen of the herbal supplements.
Yeah.
This is a combination of cocaine or crack, and downers and cognac. Mm-hmm. Let's just get it down. That's what it is. Now, the question is, was it intentional or not?
Well, that, I would think when you're at a point, when you look at your obviously seeing something you don't like in yourself, and that even though you could be a 7-foot-tall black dude with a great freaking career ahead of you, you know what I mean? Like, you still had a great basketball career ahead of you, but you look for the easy out. You look for the vice that's.
You're just tired of the.
Yeah, you're tired of the BS. You look for the easy way out, and that's where we're at now. That's what it appears. I mean, if Dr. Drew is freaking agreeing with me, there might be a shred of understanding here. There might be a shred, a point that needs to be made that maybe, just maybe, Lamar Odom didn't want to live on this earth anymore. He didn't want to be on this third rock from the sun anymore. He wanted to make the pain go away. And in a very selfish act, because that's what suicide is, it's a very, and this is from speaking from experience, it's a very selfish act because you want to make the pain go away. So you're like, well, everyone's going to be better off without me. And you try to do that. Not saying that Lamar Odom did do that. I'm not saying that Lamar Odom had those thoughts, but it seems to me, and it seems to a lot of people that have brains, that have eyeballs, that were there. I mean, I'm speaking for Dennis at this point, when he was there, that he was not the same. He had a mood swing. Dennis, you can correct me if I'm wrong. Did he not start off the weekend all happy and giddy and everything else? And then.
Absolutely. Yeah,
and then went to a very dark place and said, I wanted to be alone. Now, this is a guy, by the way, who had two girls, 24/7 attendance. You know, that was there. If he wanted a BJ, he could have got a blowjob. Boom. Done. Do you know what I mean? Like, if he felt, hey, I feel like anal right now, he could have got that. You know what I mean? Like, he had the ability to bring happiness upon him right at the drop of a hat. But he chose, while in the happiest place on earth, and don't sue me, Disney, the happiest place on earth, which is the brothels of owned by Dennis Hoff, He decided, I just want to be alone. What does that say to you, people? Think about that for a second. What does that say to you? If you're in a place where you could get anything you've ever wanted sexually, and then you decide, no, I just want to be alone. You don't think that that's maybe a cry for help? That's the first thing I thought of when that happened was the fact that I thought that he was trying to hurt himself. But I couldn't say it because, God forbid, you know, I don't have the legal team that Dennis has, and, you know, I can't say it, but CNN is even thinking of it, too. CNN,
well,
Dr. Drew.
I was in denial. You know, I didn't want to believe it. I wanted to believe that it was herbal supplements, but the more we get into this, and the when they threw in the fact that TMZ told me yesterday that he had downers in him, mm-hmm. that just, in my mind, that just kind of confirms it. Of course, it's just a guess. But it's a damn good guess.
Now, all right. So now we've established that, I want to establish one other thing, because this is the reason why I wanted to have you on. Not that just we're friends, and I am always indebted to you from the fact that, you know, that you opened your door on your birthday party and just, you know, did everything that you could for me personally. Like I've said before, it was your birthday, but everyone got gifts. My thing to you, the reason why I was infuriated, and I sought out, I wrote everybody at the Bunny Ranch, and I said, I want Dennis on my goddamn show, because I want to defend him, and this is not blowing smoke up your ass, but it's, in a way, yes, it is. You know what, get my tube, I need to blow smoke up Dennis's ass, because it is, because the fact is, did you, all right, now, this is another Dennis Hoff, we have to get this direct answer from Dennis. Did you or did you not talk to Khloe Kardashian or the Kardashians' publicist who told you not to do press?
Absolutely.
Okay. Now, if that is the case, after he said, no, I'm going to do it, because he was there, this is his establishment, he doesn't want other people speaking for him and vilifying Dennis in this respect, and saying, you know, Dennis Hoff is X, Y, and Z, and whatever. he decided to take the bull by the horns and go and fight the media blitz that the Kardashians would have thrown out there. Now, my whole thing was, I respect all that part. That part was great. The thing that I got livid by was the fact that they attacked Dennis. Khloe Kardashian went public and said that Dennis Hoff is a publicity pimp. Who the fuck family do you think you're living in? Seriously, you're in a family. We've discussed this before today on the show in the first hour, but we'll bring it up again. You're in a family that is based around, and do not, you can't use your father, Khloe, okay? Robert Kardashian was a great guy. He was a great lawyer. He did a lot of great things. He busted his ass to get OJ off. He did a lot of things. He had a job. He had a great job. That's why you lived in the lap of luxury where you lived. That's why you lived the life that you lived and have the opportunities that you had. But if it wasn't for your sister taking one in the keister and then taping it, when she had sex with Ray J, and then went, oop, and then pulled that bullshit of, oopsie daisy, oh, somebody stole my video, Billy. What are we gonna do?
How did that happen?
I don't know.
Oh my god! And that bullshit that you make money off of to this day.
Yes.
That you make money, so does Ray J, he makes money off it too. That
not
is
as
why,
much.
Yeah, that is why you have the opportunities you have now. Like, you are built around publicity. That's all your whole family is built around. Your goddamn show is built around that. Keeping up with the Kardashians, the whole point of keeping up with the Kardashians, the only way we can keep up with you is by publicity. Like, am I stupid? That's all it is. So how dare you?
You know, Eddie, let me tell you something. I enjoy you. I love you. I think you're a great guy, and I think you're very entertaining. But now I'm seeing an incredibly bright, articulate side of you that I really enjoy.
Thank you. I kind of hide it usually, but this time I have to be smart instead of dumbard. Yeah. I got to be the smart guy here because...
Well, what are these people famous for? Kris Jenner is famous because her best friend, Nicole Simpson, got sliced up by OJ and
exactly.
Robert. Mm-hmm. Was part of the team that got him off.
Yes.
And Kim is famous for taking the first page out of the Paris Hilton playbook. And
who, by the way, she was friends
with.
Yeah.
On camera with a black dude.
Yeah, who she was friends with. She was friends with Paris Hilton. And Paris Hilton then would parade her around in Beverly Hills, because that's documented by TMZ, who, by the way, we hope to God are listening, because they might be right now.
I think she directed the film.
Paris Hilton was probably the one holding the camera.
Yeah.
Allegedly, before somebody sues us, allegedly. Okay. Let's just say that.
Yes.
That joke, Joe, was without merit.
Okay.
But the fact still is that she did take the first page from the playbook from Paris Hilton, and she made a sex tape. Everything after that sex tape, everything from video games, which the whole point of the video game, Kim and Khloe and Kendall and everything else, Kay, that we could think of, maybe, is about, I don't know, getting as much publicity as fucking humanly possible. That's the whole point of the game. Go play the game that she got $80 million for, that
really?
Kim got $80 million for. It's all about trying to get publicity. So how dare you call my friend and a guy who's a businessman who's doing illegal business in Reno, Nevada, and in all these other brothels all over, how dare you say that he's a publicity pimp when your whole family is a publicity pimp?
Thrives on
it. You thrive on it. Look at Caitlyn Jenner, who's this big hero and yada, yada, yada. We all have to say, she... Because I will be respectful and say she. Other people will just keep calling her he. I'll say she. She went out and got the Arthur Ashe Award. You don't think that was publicity?
Help me.
You don't think that was publicity a stunt?
And
are
he doesn't even play tennis.
And yeah, the only thing they had in common, they both have fuzzy balls. Jesus Christ. Like, that enraged me. That was the straw that broke the camel's back.
Thank you for defending me.
Yeah. No, but when my friend gets called, you start name calling, And then you act as if that you're not going to make it. If this ever becomes a part of your show, if Keeping Kardashians goes in, Keeping Up with the, whatever the hell, I don't even watch this crap. But if you're going to tell me that this whole thing is not going to be a saga and be an episode of the show, are you kidding? Like, right. Literally, for next season, you don't think that there's going to be any mention of Lamar? You don't think that Dennis Hoff is going to be vilified and not going to put little horns on him and say, this moron and his freaking brothel?
He caused
this to happen. No, the fact is, Lamar Odom is a man. Lamar Odom made decisions that were stupid. And Lamar Odom now has to deal with that crap. That's what happened. That is, in a nutshell, what happened. That's the thing that gets me, that people don't want to grasp. Dennis had nothing to do with this. He gave a guy a place.
As well as I know you, and I have never talked about Lamar Odom being a branch.
No.
We don't know any quote-unquote celebrities that go there. We just know people go there.
That's not the point.
But, you know,
I'll be quiet, but I know that I have to agree with Dennis, Billy, that we never brought up Lamar Odom, no.
Right, but Dennis doesn't sit there and go, so-and-so was here yesterday, he does not do that.
And all the people that do go there,
why they go there, because they have their privacy.
Yeah, and that's a major part of what Dennis offers. That's correct. The other thing that pissed me off, too, where people were, like, talking crap. Dennis Hoff offered Lamar Odom privacy.
Yes.
Lamar Odom wanted privacy. He wanted his own. He had $80,000 that he wanted to blow, and he did that because he can. He's a man. He had his own freaking life. He had his own money. He didn't have to ask his wife because he didn't know he was still married to her.
Oh, yeah.
That's the other thing, the great part of this story. Like Dennis said, it's got more twists than a goddamn snake. Mm-hmm. Because he didn't know, so she was banging some other dude.
She was in a relationship
with some other NBA guy with a beard that I don't know his name. He's a black dude with a really big beard. Kevin Kennedy.
Yeah, can you imagine? Here's a couple things to think about, too.
Yeah.
You know, I was with Christina Scott, Chrissy Summers.
Yes.
And we split up, and it wasn't fun. It was ugly. I am horrified that if I would have been married to her and hadn't finalized the divorce, that she would have power of attorney over my medical decisions. And to have Khloe Kardashian have that over Lamar, that's a little bit scary to me.
Exactly. Yeah. And that's something that you have to really look. This is why I'm against marriage to begin with. Because fuck gay marriage, straight marriage, I'm against all marriage. I don't think it's right anyway, because I don't want anyone else thinking for me. The fact is, if I'm on my deathbed, all right, really, at the end of the day, I don't think she made any, the hospital staff did everything to keep Lamar up and running. Lamar got out of the coma. Khloe didn't do anything to get him out of the coma. Lamar did everything he could to get himself out of the coma. And he woke up, and he probably woke up, and they said that he was able to communicate a little bit. And I'm hoping his first words were, "What the hell are you doing here?" to Khloe. Oh. I'm hoping that's what he leaned up and went, he looked up and went, "What the hell are you doing here?" And then fell back and went into a coma again. That's what I hope was said.
Wake up and go, "Oh, fuck, I did die."
I'm in hell.
If it was me in the hospital, Christy would be saying, "He's got a cold, pull the plug."
There you go. That's what I'm saying. Like, what if she's not saying that Khloe is, because I don't want to get sued again. What if, at this point, she goes, "Well, F him. I don't even like him." And she goes, "You know what? Oh, he's got snot coming out of his nose. That's it. He's got AIDS. Let's kill him." You don't know. You're now putting yourself in the hands of somebody you don't really know anymore, because you both moved on. That's the scariest thing in the world. Do you imagine any one of you, your ex-wife, being in charge?
Let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
The Sunrise Hospital in Las Vegas is as good as it gets.
Yeah, it's a primo place.
Give me a reason why they would want to move him to Los Angeles.
Yeah.
Labor costs for the crew that has to film it.
Wow.
Yeah,
the union. You win.
Costs.
You win the prize. We have a winner.
Yeah, it's exactly what it is. You're going to tell me, but why? Because you guys can't, in your jets and your cars and all this stuff, you can't go be with him there. You have to pick him up. You have to put him into a vehicle. You have to transport him, which now we know is confirmed that Lamar Odom has been moved to Los Angeles. He will be at a new, I don't have the name of the actual venue, the hospital that he's at. But if you think for a minute that that's not now going to be considered a set, you know what I mean? And, and all you guys at the hospital are background actors, and you're now extras on Keeping Up with the Kardashians.
Excellent.
Yeah, do you not think that that is what is happening? Like, really, are we this dumb in America today that we have no clue that this is what is happening right now? They couldn't get him. They were mad because they couldn't get him on the chopper, for Christ's sake. They were mad because he's an 8-foot-tall black guy. You couldn't get him on the chopper. It's just ridiculous to me. It really is, at the end of the day, ridiculous to me.
Do you think it was possible that somebody hospital shopped in L.A. and said, because the hospital in Vegas cut him off, I understand, and wouldn't let him film in there because other people were, of course, in ICU and their families were upset. At least that's what I saw on the Internet.
Yeah.
Now, do you
let's
think
just say allegedly.
There was any negotiation with the hospitals? We will bring Lamar, but we need access for the camera crews.
Yeah, can you give us a floor or we can put them up there?
Yeah, let's not say that it happened. Let's just say it's possible. I mean, it's not out of the realm of possibility that this happened is my very educated guess. Because that's the problem. I know that Dennis just said that he's never seen this intelligent side of me, but the fact is I know this business. Ask Joe. Joe, the one thing that Joe can tell you is I know the entertainment business.
Yeah, that's true.
All right, I know the ins and outs. I know what makes good radio and what makes good television. And I will tell you right now that it makes more sense to have him on the home team side than it makes to have him on the visiting team. Because that way he's there.
Yes.
Okay? So he's a hop, skip, and a jump away. And even if they don't film, say they don't film in the hospital.
Hey, this
it doesn't happen.
This could lead to like the Kardashian general.
It'll be the new hospital drama starring only the Kardashians.
Mm-hmm.
I broke an L.
Yeah. Just a new storyline. That's what it is. The soap opera keeps
freaking it's ridiculous. And that's the problem. The reason why, by the way, and we're talking to Dennis Hoff, owner and operator of the Moonlight Bunny Ranch, as well as the Love Ranch, which was, by the way, involved in the Lamar Odom incident. That's where he was. Mm-hmm. Wasn't involved to the point where they did anything. That was the thing that really pissed me off, too, where they're like, oh, he was taking these herbal supplements that you can buy at the... And like they were saying, as if you could only buy these things at the Bunny Ranch.
You're a bad supplier.
Yeah, like you're... Like, Dennis was like... Was Dennis spoon-feeding him these things? No. He wasn't opening the package and going, here, Lamar, here comes the choo-choo train.
Here's a bowl of Wheaties and your supplements.
You can
buy these things at any truck stop, gas station, most liquor stores.
Oh. That's why they're there.
They all have these things.
Okay, creepy thing. My mother knew about those pills because she said she saw them at the freaking deli around the corner from my house.
That's yes.
Right. There you go.
And
I don't think my mother's popping those. I'm just saying she might be...
But she did buy all the K2.
Yeah. She's getting the synthetic weed.
To put up with you, yes.
Yeah, she has to be high. So, all right, let's just go over things.
I want to send your mom a Bunny Ranch robe, a trainee robe.
Oh, Jesus. you know what? Send it. Let's see what happens. Let's see that. That's funny as hell.
She'll probably love it as long as it's comfortable.
It's so warm and so nice.
It's a snuggie.
All right, so.
That Dennis is a nice boy.
He's everything they say about him is an absolute lie. He's such a nice fella.
You want to meet my daughter?
He's not a womanizer, even though he's slept with 4,000 girls.
Yeah.
Don't believe all that.
He just hasn't found the right girl yet.
Yes.
His penis and their vaginas.
No, I'd like
it's like Cinderella.
I'd like Liberace, I just haven't found the right girl.
Right.
I bet you that you had more anal than Liberace. I'll tell you that right now. Just tell you that right now.
Yes.
God, you're hilarious. You are at your best, my friend. At your absolute best today.
I'm trying to get on TMZ. Let's see what happens. I'm performing.
Then, I'll give you Mike Walter's number. By the way, he just called me. And he's freaking out. Call me, Dennis. So something's going on.
So you know what? When we get off the air here, tell him I just did this outstanding show called the Ham Radio Show. Because I know my people are trying to send him the stuff too. If you want to text me the number, we'll send it out to him that way.
So Dennis, I'll call him. Get the story.
I'll call him and then I'll text you about what he wants.
There you go.
I was gonna say, call him, get the story, and we'll break it on here.
Yeah, we'll go to. Somebody go to TMZ right now and tell me if they have a breaking story on TMZ.com. Let's see if it's something like, Dennis talks to fat radio guy and breaks all these exclusive details. Yeah. The other point that I got, all right, so let's just review. There is a Bunny Ranch girl that's missing, right? She left.
There's two girls from the Love Ranch that left together, Bunny Lane and Tristan.
Yes.
Tristan is posting on Bunny's Facebook, where's she at? We can't find her. She left without her phone, all this stuff.
Okay.
TMZ reported it. And then later on, TMZ reported that somebody else posted something that says she's okay. She just wants privacy, but nobody's seen her. Yep.
Okay, right. So that's one. Then we know the other whore bag number one who took the picture. She's fired. She's shit canned.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Because she broke trust and took pictures of a guy that was damn near on his deathbed, and you sold it to you sold your soul, stupid, and you're freaking fired. So I understand that. That makes total sense. So she's gone. Then we have all kinds of stuff going on that we now. All right, now we've also known that it has now been proven by Dennis, $75,000 Lamar spent, and he was gonna that was for lodging. The food, 24/7 with the two girls, a bar, a whole bunch of other crap.
And the amenities.
And the amenities. So it's not like people are like, oh, my God, he spent $75,000 on hookers? No, he didn't. He spent $75,000 on a vacation. Hookers were a part of it. That's all he did there.
That's the bonus.
Yeah. So that's been proven. That's done. We know that TMZ is about to break some other story that we have no clue what the hell that is. That's another exclusive. Anybody have any other questions for Dennis Hoff?
Has business dropped off yet?
No.
Harvey wants to talk to me, Eddie. So something's breaking. Let me run it, and then I'll text you what's happening, okay?
All right, go do what you got to do. Dennis Hoff has something.
Love you,
breaking.
Brother, and this was genius radio today. I give you such credit, and you've got it down.
Round of applause. Dennis Hoff, go handle what you got to handle.
Bye-bye. Thank you, Dennis.